Hi, folks. It is Self-Help Saturday here on That's What I'm Talking About. I am Kelly Marie, your host of That's What I'm Talking About, and we are celebrating our day today. It is Self-Help Saturday. Doesn't that sound good? We're going to help ourselves. I like it when it says, help yourselves. Help yourselves. We're going to help ourselves. So how are you helping yourself? That's a good question. How are you helping yourself? Well, today here on That's What I'm Talking About, we went ahead and decided to set our alarms for quite early this morning. It is Saturday, and typically we don't wake up this early. We don't wake up before 8 o'clock in the morning. But today it was a different day, and I was gently prodded by my daughter's text, even though we're only one room away from one another. And she like at 11:30 last night, texted me, Mama, I want to go to confession tomorrow morning. And I'm like, oh, goodness gracious, alrighty. So what a great way to launch Self-Help Saturday. We are Catholic. We do celebrate the sacrament of reconciliation. And that is my kitty drinking out of my doggy's water. He's in a kennel. He thinks he's a dog. Move, baby tiger. Don't do that. Sorry about that. I guess it's okay. But you're just going to hear these little tick, tick, tick. It's baby tiger drinking water like a little guinea pig. So back to Self-Help Saturday. Natalie and I got up quite early. Confessions, which is reconciliation, is being held at our local parish at 8:15 to 9:30 on Saturdays now. So we rolled out of bed, brushed our hair, brushed our teeth, and got ready to go. Made it there, and I was shocked. I was shocked. The parking lot was filled, completely full, and they often have retreats. So I'm thinking, okay, there must be like some sort of retreat today or something's going on. And then when we got there, we went inside the church. There were so many people inside the church. And oh, I was so happy. It was adoration. I was like, oh, this is lovely. The church was full. And it was just so lovely. So that's kind of how our morning started on Self-Help Saturday. We both celebrated confession, the reconciliation, our sacrament of reconciliation. And we were able to go. And what a great way to launch and to be cleansed and forgiven. Oh, from darkness to light. And the priest gave me penance to say the litany of humility for my penance. And I had never, ever did a litany of humility before. And I was truly humbled by this litany. And it brought me way down, way, 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 way down. So I am going to let you know what this litany is. It's quite nice. So I'd like to share this with you here on That's What I'm Talking About on Self-Help Saturday. So if you would be so kind to allow a little time here to take a listen to this litany of humility. I think it's thought-provoking, it's humbling, it's truly a litany of humility. Here we go. Oh, Jesus, meek and humble of heart, hear me. So, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. From the desire of being esteemed, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being loved, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being exalted, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being honored, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being praised, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being preferred to others, deliver me, Jesus. from the desire of being consulted. Deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being approved. Deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being humiliated. Deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being despised. Deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of suffering rebukes. Deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being culminated, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being forgotten, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being ridiculed, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being wronged, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being suspected, deliver me, Jesus. That others may be loved more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be esteemed more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That in the opinion of the world, others may increase and I may decrease. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be chosen and I set aside. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be praised and I unnoticed. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be preferred to me in everything. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may become holier than I, provided that I become as holy as I should. Jesus, grant me the desire. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. When I first prayed the litany of humility, I was a bit perplexed because I don't know why I would want to desire. Where was it at? To be set aside and unnoticed. And then bingo, it really was like a rock hitting my in the head. It's like, dummy, that's the whole point. You need to be unnoticed. You need to be humble and meek. And right now, so I was like, boy, do I need this. This is a very good, very good litany and of humility. And I hope that if in the event you needed to hear this, I hope it blessed you. Hope God has blessed you with hearing the litany of humility. I know it really helped me. And secondly, I wanted to talk about here on Self-Help Saturday, what Natalie and I decided to do. Natalie is my daughter. We decided to go out and do a little shop therapy. And what our shop therapy is going to look like will be Valentine's Day. We're directing our shopping, our items to what do we want to get for our Valentine's. Our Saint Valentine's Day is celebrated and we can't wait. And this year it happens to be on the same day as Ash Wednesday. And basically we will be celebrating Valentine's Day the same day as Ash Wednesday, which I don't think, maybe that's happened in the past, but I can't really remember it. I might have been younger. So we are going to do a little shop therapy today here on Self-Help Saturday. Get our Valentine's all in order. I already purchased my card for my sweetheart. And now I'm thinking about baking a delicious cake, but don't tell him, all right? And Natalie and I are going to decorate the house for St. Valentine's Day. So what are you doing here on Self-Help Saturday? Those are the two things. Well, we already did the one, and now we went to reconciliation, and now we're going to go, and that would be confession. So after that, now we're going to go shop, and that's how our day's going to shape up here. I just hope you have an amazing Self-Help Saturday, and may God bless you, because that's what I'm talking about.